The author of Real ID is Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner. As recently as last December, he complained the Department of Homeland Security was moving too slowly to implement the law. So far, only 19 states are in compliance. Wisconsin is one of them. Since January, it's been offering Real ID driver's licenses to those who want it. The cost is the same, says Christina Boardman, although documentation is more stringent than it would be for just renewing a driver's license. Boardman is Deputy Administrator for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
If you're not a U.S. citizen, we check your legal status with the Department of Homeland Security. If you provide a U.S. passport, we are running the passport number against Department of State.
The Real ID driver's license looks like a regular Wisconsin driver's license with one exception. There's a gold star in the upper right-hand corner. Boardman says more than 30% of DMV customers are requesting Real ID.
One thing that we've found that customers have been having trouble with lately is women that have changed their name. And if one has a passport and their married name, that counts as legal presence and you don't otherwise need to bring in a birth certificate. So we just need to make sure that we have the name change documentation intact.
Real ID may eventually be needed to board commercial airlines and enter federal buildings. Many states object to the cost and bureaucracy. Some, like Maine and Utah, passed resolutions against Real ID. Since 2005, Boardman says Wisconsin has spent about $20 million on Real ID. About half that was state money. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.